I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. If you're a cable television subscriber, it's not news to you that prices have been soaring. Consumer watchdogs report the average bill is rising more than 3 times the rate of inflation. Today, the Senate Commerce Committee is hearing from those groups and from the industry itself about what to do about cable prices. John Dimsdale in Marketplace's Washington Bureau has been watching the cable issue in Congress. John, I thought now that there is competition from satellite, that cable prices were supposed to come down.
Yeah, that's what Congress thought too, which is why they deregulated the industry in the early 1990s. But prices have gone up more than 50% since then, and studies show the competition from satellite TV has had little effect on cable prices. However, when another landline competitor has been allowed to string their own cables through the neighborhood, prices do drop from 15 to 40%.
And what does the cable industry say about the prices?
They dispute this notion that rates are out of control. First, they say they've invested billions of dollars in new technologies to provide better quality sound and pictures. They've got digital features such as video on demand and internet access. Plus, they point the finger at programming costs. Their costs for programs have gone up exponentially, and they're just passing that along to their customers, who, they note, continue to pay for these services, making this all just a question for them of supply and demand.
And so what is Congress considering?
Consumer groups say that since cable's still a monopoly, they want a return to regulation. But there's little stomach for that in Congress, so the consumer advocates are now taking a different tack. They're pushing what's called a la carte pricing, instead of these different tiers for groups of basic and premium channels. They want customers to have the option of buying just the individual channels they watch, which consumer groups say is really only about 12 to 17 channels for the average viewer.
And what are the chances of that taking hold?
The industry objects strongly to an a la carte requirement. They warn that it would take more expensive technology to meter in the first place, and it would ultimately raise the cost of basic channels, the ones that everyone's come to expect should be included in one basic price. So I'd say it's kind of a standoff in Congress, but since this is an election year, you can bet that senators and representatives will continue to hold hearings to show the voters that they're sensitive to rising prices, as well as letting the cable industry know, and remember, they're a very well-funded lobbying group in Washington, that Congress is also trying to protect their rights to free market protections from government interference. So we're watching this in the Marketplace newsroom today, as well as a report on the role of corporate raiders in American business.
Thank you very much, John.
You're welcome.
John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. They join us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.